This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Got NFL This or That coming up in just 1 second. But it is also a shout-out Friday from the 210. Gonna get a shout-out from my junior Tolos. Brighton finished pre-K yesterday, and Braley turned 3 on Monday. Congratulations and happy birthday from the 817. Shout-out to my daughter Alyssa. She is turning 7 today. Happy birthday indeed. And I have a sports shout-out if we can. Shout-out to Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford, everybody in your team for this time, really, I think, finally getting it all together. It's set to go down between those two. The fight that, I don't know, I feel like we've all been waiting for 3-ish years for. July 29th at Las Vegas. And Spence even acknowledged this on Instagram. Finally giving the fans what they want. The thing that I love about this fight, well, there are several things. Both boxers are undefeated. And it's not...
Never lost.
Have you seen the betting lines for this?
Uh-uh.
Astonishing. Terrence Crawford is a plus 112.
Okay.
And Spence is a minus 105. So
that feels right?
Just about as close to even as you can get without being even. So Spence is like the tiny, teeny.
That's how I would call it.
And those lines are very shiftable. So by the time, depending on how the money comes in, everything like that, you might see Crawford be a teeny tiny favorite. But the point is, it should be, at least on paper and gambling wise, it is an uber competitive fight between two people who are the best, who are still in their prime and are undefeated.
You know what I love about it?
That it finally is happening.
Well, yes, one. And then of course, I'm the contractual nerd here. Contractually, basically, both fighters have the opportunity to rematch instantly. So fight two is going to happen. And then fight three happens if they split it. Like, the idea that this is going to be the series is overwhelmingly likely. And that's also what it needs to be, because this is the type of fight in both those guys' career that's like, I don't know how you find another great one after this.
There's a little bit about that makes me nervous, though. Just the reason is, I think of Triple G and Canelo, right? Where there's some shadiness going on in that first fight where Canelo definitely lost. And they're like, oh, it's a draw. We have to fight again. Whereas I always think, especially for boxing fans, you two are the best. Go out there and have a hell of a fight. The rematch sells itself. Like, if neither one of these guys have ever lost, and let's say Errol Spence takes a unanimous decision, even people, and it's... you know, I don't know, like a 2-point decision. And people are going to be like, oh my God, like kind of Haney and Lomachenko. I know some people are like, I don't like the way that turned out. But like, you'd watch the rematch because it was so close and not in a crooked fashion. Or at least I know some people think it was crooked. I guess I did not. I just thought it was a really good fight.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with pretty much all of that sentiment. I just don't think that these two boxers are inclined to do some level of, like, shadiness that would, you know, keep the series going. I think the series is there just because of both of their qualities and the way that lines up.
I'm pumped. July 29th in Las Vegas. It should be fantastic.
Let's go.
I would.
You paying?
I would love to go.
We're not far from there. We'll be in California.
Oh, gosh, that's right. That is when that is going down. That is a good point. You ready for some NFL This or That?
Yes.
All right. NFL This or That. I've just heard so much hype about this team, I wanted to put them to the test against a team that I think they're much closer to. Would you rather be a fan for 2023 of the New York Jets or the Los Angeles Chargers?
Ooh, this is fun.
I mean, you can join millions of people as a Jets fan who have never won anything, right? I mean, you have to be really old. You're like have to be our parents' age to remember Joe Namath playing football. That's the only time they've ever won anything.
I think he threw for like 120 yards that year.
You can join the hundreds and hundreds of Chargers fans. So
that
you will
so
be rare.
Accurate and rude.
You can join millions or hundreds.
Remember when they when the Chargers played the Steelers hype up song in the fourth quarter?
Yes.
And they were like, what are y'all doing right now?
We gotta play to our audience.
I want Justin Herbert to succeed because of the group of people that are like, he's just an internet quarterback. But I also want the Jets to succeed because...
Did you point at me? Fair.
Because we've been kind of on the Jets for a while going, wow, I can't believe how much talent they've been able to acquire through the draft. They did it right. And then they said, what are we missing? A quarterback. And they drafted one and they screwed that up because, you know, nobody really knew what he was. And now they have Aaron Rodgers. So I guess I'm going to go for the Jets, Kevin.
Okay. Mike, does this mean you're picking the Chargers because of the hundreds and hundreds of fans?
Heck yeah. Aaron Rodgers has kind of turned me off.
I get that. I'm not rooting for Rodgers as much as I'm rooting for the rest of the group.
Yeah.
But Rodgers is part of it. I get that.
I don't know what it would be like if the Jets were actually great at football. I know they've had a few runs with Chad Pennington. In weird ways, they've had runs with Mark Sanchez, right?
That was Thomas Jones, and
they've actually never in our lifetime really been that good at football. Like they're always just on the like, oh, I think it's going to happen. Brett Favre went there, and then they're horrible, and he zips down his pants and is like, hey, what's going on? And then he goes to Minnesota, and he's good at football again. But like, I don't know. The Jets always disappoint if ever you think they're about to be good at something. Because they did get Brett Favre.
Yes.
This is playing out the same way. Hopefully Aaron doesn't pull down his pants and start taking pictures.
I mean, I also hope that that does not happen. All right, NFL, this or that. See the league eliminate the kickoff or the extra point? It's just done with.
Kickoff. It's useless. Like the extra point is useless as well.
Brett Maher wants the extra points taken away.
Wouldn't you feel better about this team if they just eliminated the extra point? They're like, you just get set.
All field goals.
But the whole, like, what do? We kick the ball off and then go to commercial.
Or do we, Corey?
What do you mean?
Kevontae Turpin has vowed not to fair catch any kickoff returns.
What?
That he told Patrick Walker.
I don't want him on the team.
I don't care because I'm not fair catching nothing. I'm being real with you.
Let's go.
Nothing. No.
I want excitement.
I do want excitement, but also if you field the ball 8 yards deep in the end zone, or you just let the ball go through the end zone, don't run that out.
Thank you. I want Turpin taking risk because there is a lot of reward with him. But I don't want him just taking it out of the end zone every time. There are times and places to take your chance.
No, man, just do it every time.
All right, fine.
That way, when you don't do it, people will be like, holy crap, what just happened? And that'll be in the playoffs. He'll be conservative in the playoffs, but for it during the regular season.
But is that really going to, wow, I can't believe he didn't take it out.
They're going to be.
I guess I ran for nothing.
They're going to be afraid to kick it to him in the playoffs. They're going to be like, let's just not
even.
Are
you still talking about Brett Favre on that sense?
No, we're not talking about Brett Favre.
I also had the same question.
Right. No.
I can totally see where you're talking about Brett Favre there.
All right.
I can't believe.
No, I know. All right, Mike, are you eliminating the kickoff or the extra point? Good Lord.
I guess the kickoff, for the most part, unless there's horrible conditions, all you got to do is tell your kicker, just kick it out of the end zone, and their legs are strong enough to do that pretty much every time.
I just hate the commercial break after the kickoff. You're like, why are we going to commercial? All you did was kick the ball. You came back, kicked the ball, and now you're going to commercial again.
It's always a great time when you see the quarterback running out and they keep the camera going with it. I was like, ooh, that means we're just going to keep going.
And they
action.
Go, we'll be back after these messages.
And I was like, yeah, I get it. She's wacky and he's wacky in a different way. And they're going to try to make it work together. Coming
this
up
fall
on
CBS.
Yes,
and this doctor doesn't play by the rules.
Yeah, exactly. A new cop drama. Okay.
Her brother, sister.
Yeah, like, what are we even
And
doing?
Don't forget about the fire tonight on the Nightly News.
That. Exactly.
What did you just do?
There's always a fire.
Yeah. I mean,
there is always a fire.
Look, if there is a fire, I don't think Corey should literally take any of the heat for it because
I see what you did there.
That's going to happen. All right.
Can we just confirm right now that as a KNC masterpiece collective, we didn't start the fire?
Yes.
Yes.
Although I did write a headline, it was always and then burning. The next morning, that person's house caught on fire after it was struck by lightning.
Oh well.
We got
what did you do?
We've got Forgiveness Friday coming up. Okay. Even I had questions about that. Is all right. This is unfortunately based on a news story that I was like, but why? Adrian Peterson said he's not ready to retire for the Cowboys this year. Take back Zeke, or you get Adrian Peterson.
Zeke.
When was the last time Peterson played a snap? When was the last time he had a snap?
Ooh. 2021, I believe.
Yeah, dude.
I'm taking Zeke as well.
It would be 2021.
Wow.
Played with two teams, the Tennessee Titans and the Seattle Seahawks.
But it was awesome.
I tell you what, Zeke's not finished. Zeke can be a guy who carries the ball 8 to 10 times for you as a backup. I think he can be a fullback in a weird way. I don't know. But, like, there's things Zeke can do that he just can't do it anymore. Isn't he 07, if I'm remembering his draft class right?
I think that is correct.
Come on. Like, even Emmett Smith, who lasted a long time, got the record. 1990. All right, let's take that. 17 years later, if I have my math right on Peterson trying to play and what this would be his 17th year out of college.
That's too many. Yeah.
2007 for Emmett Smith?
Yeah.
Like that was the year that you had Marion Barber, you had 13-3. Like what? You can't imagine Emmett on that team.
Yeah. Now let's stick in the running back space. Have the career of LaDainian Tomlinson or Marshall Faulk?
Both great careers. Are we talking about also off the field? Because I'll take LaDainian.
We can stay on the field. They're astonishingly similar.
One ended with a Super Bowl.
Do you think most people hold LT in higher esteem than
Faulk? He had about a 2 to 3 year period where he was there. You wouldn't have wanted to grab anybody else. Sure. It just seemed like the touchdowns that he was producing, both on the ground and in the air, were just insane. The amount of production you got out of Marshall Faulk during that Super Bowl run was amazing. So I would say just because the chance to win the Super Bowl, I would take that. LaDainian Tomlinson was phenomenal. I don't want to discount his career one bit, but I'll take the Super Bowl because that's ultimately what they play for.
I was just looking down, and it was wild to me, is both won an MVP. Both were three-time first-team all NFL. Obviously, both are in the Hall of Fame. LaDainian Tomlinson, Marshall Faulk, 12,279 yards rushing. LaDainian Tomlinson, 13,600, so about 900 more. He also had 4,700 yards receiving, and Faulk had 6,800, so about 2,100 more over their whole career. They're pretty close. You're going Faulk?
Yeah, and Kevin, it looks like Faulk earned around $51 million over his career, and LaDainian Tomlinson was around $23
million. Really?
No, that
that's
can't
what
be
I'm
right.
looking at here.
For his whole career?
That can't be right.
Yeah, 52. That, my bad.
Okay, so even the salary, astonishingly
55.
Similar.
Oh, man. Whoa, he just keeps making his money. Is just going up by the minute.
What did he just do right now?
Sorry,
he signed a $3 million contract?
There was a $3 million contract with the Jets that wasn't added into the Chargers money there. So yes.
I forgot LT with the Jets.
You taking Faulk as well?
Flip a coin.
You got to pick.
I have to pick.
I
like LaDainian Tomlinson more, but it's about the same. Obviously, one does have the Super Bowl champ. Greatest show on turf.
Yep.
LaDainian, he was awesome, but he played for the team that has hundreds of fans.
Kevin, according to SpoTrack.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
In 15 seasons, Adrian Peterson was earned the most money as a running back with $103 million in his career.
And he spent it all on camels.
Guess who number two is?
Like the animal or the smokes?
Both. He was smoking camels while riding camels for his birthday.
Adrian Peterson at $103 million. Guess who number two is?
Bobby Belt would say Lamar Jackson, but that's
not
fair. This
guy's career's not over yet.
It's our guy.
It's Ezekiel Elliott at $70 million. Yeah. All time in the history of running backs.
You're welcome, Zeke.
Emmitt Smith made $61 million in his career.
Let's stick.
Is that adjusted for inflation?
No, which is wild. So let's stick with the Cowboys theme. Sit in one of the field level suites at AT&T Stadium or the regular suite?
Regular suite.
Oh, no. You don't want to be there when a player flips into your suite?
Has that ever happened?
I don't think so.
You can't watch the game from there.
That would be my issue with it as well.
You have to watch it on TV, but have the atmosphere.
Anybody that's ever sat in that, please text in the field level suites, because that's my first thought is, can you even see the game? I would rather be up. I mean, I was in the Odyssey suite for the Rangers game. Gorgeous suite, by the way. We auctioned it off this year for a piece-a-thon.
Heck yeah.
Maybe we can convince them to do it again next year. But, man, it is absolutely gorgeous. And you want that view from up high. You want to see down. You don't want to see flat and have to look up at people's butts.
You going regular suite as well?
Regular. I don't want to. From down there, you're really just watching it on television. You do get the atmosphere, but you can't see the game. There's too many people standing in your way, whether it's players, whether it's media, whether it's cameras. I get why people want to be down there. And I know that they get seats above that suite so they can get, you have to do that because you can't see the game from. If you're in the suite, you're eating, drinking, or watching it on television.
It is a shout-out Friday from the 817. Shout-out to my fiance Lacey. We're in the car right now going to get our marriage license. Oh, that is fantastic. And shout-out to my friend from the 817. His birthday is today, and I'm driving to Prosper for him 1.5-plus hours. Just go celebrate your friend's birthday. You are doing a fantastic job.
And Tolo Christopher, his daughter Olivia, just graduated kindergarten. Ooh. And his other daughter, Emily, heading to kindergarten. And they're heading up to Broken Bow right now.
Yeah, their kids 1 year apart? That's dumb. You have your kids 17 or 18 years apart.
That's only way?
That's the way it is.
After Olivia Newton-John? Is that who they named her after?
Yes.
You don't know that.
You don't know that I don't know that.
Checkmate. That's a good point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Tyreek Hill, SI writer Chris Mannix, and maybe the NFL, PA, or my wife. Do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Got Forgiveness Friday coming up from the 254. It's also a shout-out Friday. Shout out to my 10-year-old nephew and buddy Jackson. He pitched for the first time this week and struck out the side. Junior Nolan Express and Junior Tolo. Always love hearing that. And from the 214, can I get a shout out to my daughter who is now 7 months. I'm about to be on my last month and a half of paternity leave. My company gives us 12 weeks paid, and we can break it up at different times of the year.
Woo! 12 weeks?
Awesome to
hear.
Are
you a teacher?
Oh, man.
Because don't teachers get, it's 12 weeks, 3 months times 4.
I think they don't like it if you're like, hey, don't you get like 3 months off and stuff?
I don't say it like that. Like, you don't deserve any raises.
Yeah, they get more than 3 months off.
Yeah, I'm sure our government's like, hey, let's give them more raises.
That'd be insulting to say they only get 3 months off.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Oh, you're accounting for holidays.
I did not know I would have to go into damage control for that.
Spring break.
As well.
Yeah.
Kevin, you know what the job description is.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and throw Mike into Forgiveness Friday, and let's kick that off.
On the last day of school, do the teachers start, like, pouring wine in their cups? Do you know a teacher?
Yeah, they do. And there is a Simpsons thing that I think is, like, remarkably accurate. Is when they're all counting down the clocks the same as the kids and they all party and everything like that I can definitely see that. And then Brandon told me he feels like his teachers have been checked out for maybe a month now.
Okay.
That's Brandon, not me. That's Brandon. And from the 903, I need forgiveness. I got too drunk last night watching the Stars. I maxed out the joint credit card on tickets to Vegas to watch the Chiefs and the Raiders. My wife is pretty pissed. Yeah, that is tough. That is tough. I don't know how to get you out of that jam.
Just
apologize.
Money.
Mean it.
Pay them off.
I think that's the issue, right? Is they maxed out the credit card, so there's like
money. Get more money and pay it off. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's what you do. Mm-hmm. Go get a 0% interest rate card. Pay off the one with all the interest.
That's not a bad point.
And then that gives you about 18 months, probably, to work on getting that that other max done.
I am actually a big proponent of using that system and rotating your debt to eliminate debt.
Shout out to Rylan, by the way. His dad's a Tolo, and for also winning the principal award alongside Lucy today.
Oh, hey.
To shout him out. He stayed over at the house recently, and he was an awesome kid.
Okay, good. I thought you were saying the principal won the principal award. No. Like, that's like, not right.
Yeah, that is not right. Does Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated need forgiveness because he said the Nuggets just aren't compelling to write about or talk about? And he was like, look, if you compare them to the Lakers, the Clippers, the Warriors, the Suns, they're nowhere near as interesting. I mean, they're the best player in the world, so that feels kind of interesting. They've never been to the NBA Finals. That feels kind of interesting.
That is why there's manipulation in the NBA of you can't make it perfect. You can't get the teams that you really want in, because as this thing started playing out, LA versus Boston was going to be classic. It was LeBron. It was, yeah. Hey, Jason Tatum gets his chance to do it again as he somewhat failed at the opportunity last year to get it done. So, yeah, that's what all the media wanted. It's weird that in the other sports, Major League Baseball media and NFL media don't pine for the most popular teams.
Yeah.
But the NBA media is like, if it's not LeBron, if it's not the Lakers, if it's not – and it's weird because Jokic is the best in the NBA as a player, but it has to be – I don't think they'd want Milwaukee in a weird way if it was Giannis. I don't think that the media is that crazy about following Milwaukee and Giannis.
You're right, and it's super weird. If it was Denver against Milwaukee, my sell point would be the two best players in the NBA, and I feel like nationally they'd be like, whoa.
Horrible matchup.
Denver and Milwaukee, huh? Yeah. Yikes.
What is every cooking show, like those competition cooking shows, yes. You have a cook who's like, I had drug problems and now I'm here. Like, that's what you really do need, the adversity story.
See,
but it seems like with the NBA, like they don't care about that. They just care about this guy's a star. And yeah. Like Jokic has a pretty, his story's kind of interesting.
I think it is super interesting.
Giannis' story is interesting. They made a movie on Disney about it.
Maybe it's just the way that more Jokic than Giannis, that he talks, that does not like scream star. I love listening to him talk, but it's not like over the top or flamboyant or anything like that.
We either want to see spectacular fast breaks or a whole bunch of three-point bombs.
Sure.
Let's just be honest with what the casual basketball fan wants to see.
Yeah.
And watching Jokic bully a guy to the basket and then lay it up, or bullying his way in different areas to then make a nice pass so somebody gets a nice shot off or a nice layup or a nice dunk by Aaron Gordon, but nothing spectacular, just kind of solid half-court offense. That just, for a lot of people, like this Chris dude, he does not want to see that.
Yeah. From the 214, you guys need forgiveness for not including Keenan and Kel in the discussion for the best Nickelodeon shows earlier this week. For my explanation for that, I would just say that was just a matter of age. It's because, like, by the time Keenan and Kel came on, it was right after I had kind of, like, moved out of that Nickelodeon window.
I was still kind of in it, but I had held on to those other ones with a little more nostalgia.
Sure.
But listen, if you're asking me to say who loves orange soda, Kel loves orange soda.
Is
it true? Yes. I did like that show. My sister liked it more than me, though.
And then also multiple people are saying, just tell that guy it was fraudulent charges. And I feel like we've kind of been through this before, and that's why people are like, yeah, you can get out of it.
I will say there have been some fraudulent charges that have popped up before, and I've been like, hey, we got to work on this. And the credit card company's been pretty quick to just move on with it. Like, I was very surprised that they were like, there weren't more questions, but and they sure. didn't need to ask any more questions. But
and somebody did text in. We were only kidding about the teachers thing. Like, my wife is a teacher.
Yes.
And they were like,
I'm sorry.
You shouldn't. We were definitely just kidding about that. However.
But we did put, we got the button pushed.
Yes. Yes, we did.
And that's what we are trying to do.
We had to dump the,
we're sorry.
We had to push the dump button?
No, just that, like, just to maybe throw a few people off the edge that we took a shot at teachers, but we were just being sarcastic because they do have really tough jobs and get a lot of vacation.
Now, okay, Mike. I get it. If you're mad at Mike, I get it. Me too. Although I will say, does Jess need to ask for forgiveness for being very excited about the Mermaid People show on Netflix?
What?
Are you familiar with this?
Mermaid
Somebody.
I think you just made that up.
No. No. Somebody in our audience right now has seen that show. Admit it.
Mer People?
Yes. Thank you. It's called Mer People. All right. I sat through the first two episodes while I was show prepping.
Is it adults or a kid?
No, it's adults.
Okay.
And this is their life. And they talk about the ins and outs and struggles of like being a professional mermaid. And like, I don't know, sometimes they make it sound like it's not just their job. You know what I'm saying? And like,
it's a lifestyle.
Yeah. And they say if anyone hits on them, they're merverts, which I think is objectively
hilarious.
And everything is like, oh yeah, I'll see S-E-A you later. And I was like, no, I got it. And if somebody messes up, I was like, oh, we made a mistake. Everything in that show, I saw two of the episodes. Does my wife need forgiveness for making me watch this? Or Corey, are you about to watch it too? You look excited.
I am watching the trailer right now.
Do they live normal lives?
Some of them do. Some of them, like their entire life.
They're committed to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they do get out of water sometimes, right?
No, they do. They do.
They go live. Okay, I'm looking at this.
They live like normal people lives.
Like, they put on mersuits. I don't know. Are they entertain? Are most of them entertainers?
And that's like what the show is kind of about, is like how tough it is to break into the field and how people like get their dreams crushed and stuff. And you see like
how tough it is to jump in the water. I got
like,
you.
All oh right. My gosh. Yeah. But like, damn it. Okay. I definitely picked up some stuff in the first couple episodes. Is they have to do like auditions in front of people. And they're like, yeah, you're just not making me, because they want to believe that you're a real mermaid. One of the ladies' critiques was, you're just not making me believe like you really have a tail and you can effortlessly float through the water. I'm like, right.
Right. Cause you have legs.
Yeah.
Nobody, there's no such thing as mermaids.
Yeah.
This is amazing though. I'm watching these people. I'm watching these mer people dive out of slides into pools of water.
Yeah.
They have big groups where they're swimming with sharks. This is insane. When did this come out, Kevin?
It popped up on the Netflix suggestions.
Uh-huh.
And I could see my wife's face light up and I go, we're going to need to watch this, aren't we? Maybe right now. From the 505, dumbest show I've ever seen.
Oh, okay. All
right. From the 214, Kevin needs forgiveness for admitting to watching Mer People. I wanted to be honest about it. And then, by the way, does Tyreek Hill need forgiveness for still not racing DK Metcalf?
Well, why haven't they raced
DK
yet?
Metcalf's like, it's been 2 years. You keep bringing it up.
Well,
why haven't we raced?
Tyreek Hill got burnt by Micah Parsons. And so I think he's still like, you know, licking his wounds from that. So, Kevin, yeah, I think he does need a little forgiveness.
Is Tyreek Hill not as fast as we think he is? He's obviously football fast and very quick. Is he? Because how tall is he? 5'9"? Is he taller than that?
Maybe 5'10", but okay. I don't know offhand.
I mean, maybe.
We should do a whole segment talking about how tall people
are. Yeah, that's horrible. if you are 6'3" and you're running like a 40, 60, or 100 somewhat yard dash, I just wonder, hey, that person's feet can be moving a hair faster, but the legs of that person are gaining so much ground
yeah.
that you're screwed. I guess that's why, I don't know, in the history of at least my lifetime, the people that are really fast in the Olympics that are winning the sprints, they're usually 6'2" or taller, I think, because of the reach that they have in their strides.
Now, that is an interesting point, Corey. Are you looking up information about the heights of these people, or are you looking at the Mer People show?
I'm actually looking at speed.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill in 2016 reached 23.34 miles per hour.
You're looking at next gen stats.
This is on NCAA.com.
Oh.
I guess the fastest 2022 regular season speed was Paris Campbell at 22 miles an hour. So yeah, Tyreek has the highest speed. I guess Favor Ash of Auburn ran 26 miles an hour. Ismael Coney 25 and Sean Gill 24. That's out of A&M Kingsville. So they've all run faster times, Mike, on track. But that is speeds from like Tyreek Hill.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Hey, guess what? Football's still really, really popular. Plus, is this Cowboys player underappreciated? We'll do it next right here on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stafford in the gun on 2nd and 9 at the Cowboy 21. They're going to blitz him. Back to throw. Here comes Van Der Esch. Lost him. Running away. Sacked. Oh, Diggy Zua! The pressure got him.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. His name just might come up as we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Biscuits. Yep.
Did you know that football is really popular? I don't know if you guys have heard about this.
Yeah, they get ratings.
TV ratings suggest they are.
They're the best at getting TV ratings.
Yeah, I'm really excited about, you know, the FA Cup final. It's coming up next week.
No real football.
What? So,
man, I told you, it was one of my favorite things. This high school coach who was from Britain, is he goes, well, with football, he goes, or you Yanks call it soccer. And I was like, okay, look, dude, I didn't name the sports, okay? Like, I'm just
going. He called you a Yank?
Yes, he did. I
guess. Do you not know that you're from below the Mason-Dixon line?
We didn't really get into a discussion about all of that.
Is that right?
Since...
Buddy, I don't feel like weighing in there.
Okay, all right.
2011-12, when Sunday Night Football took over the top spot from American Idol, they continue to hold that top spot. So 12 straight years, Sunday Night Football has been the number one show on all of TV. And football is 5 of the top 10 shows on TV.
Interesting.
For the year. Not just a single, so this isn't count the Super Bowl.
I've said this. I've always loved the noon kickoff. Is Sunday Night Football your favorite football timing?
I also love the noon kickoff because it gives you kind of that mini NCAA tournament vibe every single time. It's like, hey, here's the game you really care about.
Yeah, there's
about,
like six games
but
on.
Also, you can watch all these other games and you're like, what? How are the Jets doing that?
Yeah, that is where Red Zone is the hottest, is during the noon games because they could have the Octo Box.
Speaking of soccer tables, Wrexham, they made it. They're going to the next level.
Look at that, man.
And
what's the opposite of relegation?
Promotion.
Yeah, promotion.
That's what they got.
And Man City crushing it in the Premier League. Arsenal, second place. They're 8 table points below.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because Arsenal did what Arsenal do?
Yeah, they lost a lot in late in the year. Is that what they do? I don't know.
Back to real football.
It is what they do.
Mike McCarthy.
You can do that during Mike Likes It.
Said he's dialed back OTAs. I didn't know that was possible. To avoid.
Stop walking!
Another penalty.
Stay still.
He said.
Just drive your segues around on the field.
Yeah. He said our team periods are basically walkthroughs and jog-throughs, so we won't have a competitive 11-on-11 drill here probably ever again in the offseason. He was fined in 2021 and 2022 for what the league deemed too much contact in offseason practices.
So he was personally fined?
Yes.
It is amazing how great NFL teams are without practicing the sport they play.
And it's almost like you might not need all that extra stuff.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I take you to cut 19 because Dak Prescott disagrees. He would love more practice.
It's tough. That's just the way, what we're in now, right? CBAs and all that. More jog-through walkthroughs. Got to make the most of it, though. I think that's where it comes an individual, pushing myself, making sure that with the drill work I'm doing, I'm not taking it for granted. I'm doing it with a purpose, doing it with the right intentions. And then just when you're out there in 11-on-11, understand that we can't be physically full speed, but my mind can. So to make sure that whether I'm checking it down or not, I'm just going through everything and making the most out of the practice regardless of the speed.
Recognition.
Is football that tough if you don't even have to practice it to be good at it? I feel like in basketball, you have to practice it. Like, mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of videos of guys practicing basketball to be good at it. There's a whole bunch of videos of guys taking batting practice to be good at hitting pitches. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole bunch of practice of throwing a ball to make it as accurate as possible at over 90 miles an hour. Football, they're like, we walk around. Some of us really like smoking weed, and then we show up on Sunday, and we're really good at it.
All right, Mike.
Those other sports don't like smoking
I want you
weed?
Up on the mound.
Yeah, you're right. Most of the sports like smoking weed.
I want you up on the mound, and I want you to throw a strike as one of the guys from the lineup is hitting you in the ribs. And also, the guy that's hitting the ball also is getting hit in the ribs at the same time.
Oh, that's a lot of ribs.
That's where I think the toughness. I understand what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying they're not tough. It's just weird that they don't even have to practice it to be good at it.
And I don't know, are they good? Has the product gotten worse? That's what I there are times when I'm like, man, there's good football and there's bad football, and it seems like the good football is being played by the guys that put in those extra little things. The bad football is by the teams that can't get it all together. So I think there's part of the product's actually worse sometimes, but we still love football, so we're going to keep watching.
I wonder how hard – I did go to an Ohio State football practice in 07, and they did practice pretty hard. Now, it was before the season started. It was like August. That was when they had Terrell Pryor, who was like, oh, he can't pass a football. They're in trouble.
Right.
But I just remember going, oh, they actually – like, they're moving quick.
Now
– not in the NFL.
Yes. Now, we gave this away, I'm sure, with the audio, but did you see Cynthia Freeland on NFL.com, the most underappreciated players? Osa Odighizuwa is the representative for the Dallas Cowboys. Do you feel like he is underappreciated?
No, I don't. He doesn't have a ton of sack numbers, right? He has a lot of pressure. Actually, I think in that statistic, Kevin, he has the most pressure out of anybody from the defensive tackles. Ooh. I think he doubles everything that all the rest of the tackles do together.
It's obviously phenomenal.
So I don't think that he's underappreciated because, you know, his name's not going to get called all the time. But I do think that he can give you another level. And I think he and Mozzie next to each other might be a lot of fun, because if Mozzie can get Osa a one-on-one, I think Osa can win a one-on-one a lot. So that's a big factor there. I'm not saying that he's underappreciated, but I think that he can give you even more, and I think it shows you how bad the rest of the defensive tackle group is and why they said we have to go put we got to invest another first round pick. We got to get a defensive tackle next to him.
Mike, I thought you might be interested in this. The slight favorite for DeAndre Hopkins is that he remains with his team. However,
yeah,
right behind them is the trade to Kansas City.
I like that. I just can't imagine what Arizona's doing. They're not good. They're not going to be good.
They might be the worst team in football.
Let me ask you this, and I am a big DeAndre Hopkins fan. Part of it is I got to meet him in San Francisco during the Super Bowl at a food court, and it was really cool, and he's had a very good career. What's the point of Arizona keeping him? They're not going to win anything. They're going to lose 10 or more games next year. Their quarterback is out for how many games is Kyler supposed to miss?
Probably six. At least 2 months.
Yeah, so 6 to 8 games he's going to miss till he comes back. How many years do you think DeAndre Hopkins have left of being a great wide receiver? Like
2 to 3.
Yeah, agreed.
So do you think that Arizona can win the Super Bowl in the next 2 to 3 years or win the division or do anything special in the next 2 to 3 years?
Not really.
So what are they doing?
Wasting part of his career.
And an asset.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I can't remember. Did they trade nothing for him? It was like a second round pick or something.
I think to Houston. I think at the time, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. Everybody was like, "What? How did that happen?" And so, like, that's kind of what they're wasting is they do. Now, if they're trying to make a statement of we don't just get rid of guys because they want to be out of here, whatever. Like, it's not. I don't know. Move on.
You got to try to improve your team, and so if you can get a 2024 fourth round pick, I think maybe that might be the best you can do. Why not? What's the point of having DeAndre Hopkins? In fact, in a weird way, you kind of want to be worse. You don't want to win six or seven games. I mean, in a weird way, winning 3 or 4 games is better than winning 6 or 7.
Well, I definitely agree with that. By the way, on the OTA front, there's an article in the Dallas Morning News and obviously brought us in Woolchuck. We're bouncing out to OTAs yesterday, and they're giving Kelvin Joseph a shot at nickel. Just to kind of see if he can be promoted beyond just special teams. Obviously, I know when the injury hit, they had to do some stuff. But is this kind of like the last stand for him? I felt like I thought that last year. So maybe it's not the last stand.
With the Cowboys.
For him.
Okay. I mean, like he needs to go out there and do and ball out in every opportunity he gets. And if he doesn't. He needs to look at it as a tryout for the rest of the teams, too. That it might even be that case there. You know, the Cowboys have seemed like very intent on trying to say, look, there's still some really great qualities about him, but every step of the way, he hasn't proven them right. So I think before they give up, they got to see something out of him. And I think that's going to be really important because I don't think, I mean, anything, just anything, but that's a very tough competition in the nickel spot, man. There are so many names that are in that spot that can do the job better, and they've proven it so far.
And I wanted to throw this out there as long as we're kind of in this space and talking about that is Raekwon McMillan with the Patriots. He suffered an Achilles injury, and it looks like he is going to miss the entirety of the season. And that's one of the things that we've gone back to time and time again. Like, I love seeing where people are lining up, seeing the... you know, the structure of the offensive line and everything like that. But if you can walk out of this without any major injuries, that feels like the key to OTAs. And by the way, Bosch is the official sponsor of the fans' coverage of OTAs and minicamp. So we had Woolchuck brought us out there. Boom, Bosch helping us out across the board. And the last thing I wanted to throw out, hopefully there are still spots available, is at Bowie Middle School in Arlington. Ty Nasecki is going to do his football camp there. That is his alma mater. He was with the Cowboys in 2021. So cool opportunity right there. Go to tynfoundation.org/events. It's for boys and girls between the ages of 6 and 18. So tynfoundation.org/events. Coming up next, it is a shout-out Friday. We'll continue to get those going. Also, got to shout-out the stars. And do athletes need to be protected or pushed? From the mind of Corey, we'll discuss that next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.